Good evening and welcome to Any Questions, WAMC's Friday quiz program. Hi, this is Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel, fresh off his trip to the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. It was a fantastic time. Good puzzles, good solvers, and a little bit of socializing here and there.
Well, before you went away, you left us with a challenge about baseball, which is oh so close.
I said start with the phrase, the Ides of March. Drop one letter, then rearrange the remaining 13 letters to spell a place that baseball players want to get to, and a phrase describing how they might arrive there. What is the place, and what is the phrase?
Well, they want to go home, but how would they get there?
They're going to get there head first.
Kudos to listener Ricardo Quinones, who came up with a correct response and let us know at quiz@wamc.org.
All right, Ian, this week back in 1980, the Who Shot JR episode of Dallas aired. So this time around, each correct answer is a famous person who was known by their first and middle initials. For example, if I said showman who created a famous circus with James Anthony Bailey, you would answer P.T. Barnum.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
All right, first one. The graphic artist whose works, including Relativity and Drawing Hands, often feature impossible figures.
That's M.C. Escher.
M.C. Escher is correct. Moritz Cornelis Escher, specifically.
No wonder. M.C.
Yes, I think that was a good choice on his part. The author whose most famous book series includes Prince Caspian and The Magician's Nephew. It's a 7-book series. They have made the first couple into movies recently. It's about a land.
C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis is correct. Clive Staples Lewis, to be specific. The singer who performed Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah during the opening ceremonies of the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
It's got to be Katie Lang.
Katie Lang. Catherine Dawn Lang, very specifically. And for those of you at home, you can't see this, but on my paper in front of me, I've written her name in all lowercase letters, as she is wont to do.
I wonder if a poet's going to come up next.
No, only one person who writes their name in lowercase per week. The architect who designed the East Building of the National Gallery of Art and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It must be I.M. Pei.
I.M. Pei, and apologies to Mr. Pei if I pronounce his names wrong. It's Io Ming, I believe. I-E-O-H is his first name, Ming for the M. And finally, the infamous hijacker who parachuted out of a plane with a $200,000 ransom, then mysteriously disappeared with the money.
In some of my longer-haired days when I walk in with the sunglasses, our own David Gustina calls me D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper is correct.
I only wish I had those bags of money.
Yes. Well, Ian's back on track, 5 for 5 this week again. Let us know how you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or another gander at this week's challenge, which is...
Take the name of an author, commonly known by his first and middle initials. Drop the E from his name, then rearrange the result to name a type of character that frequently appears in his books. Who is the author, and what is the type of character?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. And Mike, I'll try to think of that answer in time for next week's show.